Hi, come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. But we're going to make you wait a little bit. While we wait, let's sing. And this first one is one that I think you might be able to sing along on. Wide, wide as the ocean.
Wide, wide as the ocean.
His love reaches us everywhere. In fact, I don't know about you, but I cannot find my way without Him and without the Word of God to guide me. And that's what these two songs are all about, and we'll have them just before we have our story. Listen.
I cannot find the way without Thee. Dear Lord, look down from Thy throne. Shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone. As I journey through this veil of sorrow, the way seems so strange and unknown. Lord, I need a helping hand to borrow, for I cannot find the way alone. I cannot find the way without Thee. Dear Lord, look down from Thy throne. Light to shine about me, for I cannot find the way alone.
My word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee.
And now, an exciting story, Dead Man's Reef. Brad and Nancy were spending a few weeks with their Aunt Sue and Uncle Milton, who lived in a little fishing village. They enjoyed their time there, and the thing they liked most was riding with Uncle Milt in his big motorboat. They liked to zoom out across the bay with him and even into the ocean itself when the water was nice and calm. But whenever Uncle Milton had to go to the city on business, they were beached. Well, one day, when he was gone, they played around the yard for a while, but then they went down to the bay to once again admire Uncle Milton's boat.
I sure wish Uncle Milt didn't have to be away today.
Me too. Sure is fun to ride in this boat.
Someday I'm going to have a boat like this myself. Maybe go around the world in it.
You'd have to have a bigger boat than this to go around the world.
Yeah, I guess so. But I could handle this boat right now, all by myself.
Just because Uncle Milt let you start the motor for him, and just because he let you steer it a couple of times, doesn't mean you know how to run it.
He said he'd let me take it out by myself someday.
But he didn't say when.
I wonder what Aunt Sue would say if we asked her if we could take the boat out by ourselves.
She wouldn't let us. You know that.
Well, let's take a ride without asking. Just a little one.
What if she sees us?
She won't. She's down in the garden, back of the house. She won't even hear the motor start up.
Well, we can't do it anyway. We don't have the ignition key. But we could pretend. Not really do it, just pretend.
Okay, jump in. You'll be the first mate, Nancy. I'll be the captain.
Look, Brad, the key is in the lock.
Let's practice starting up the motor. Bet I can do it the first time.
Let's see you do it.
There! I told you I could do it.
It would be fun to take a little ride. Do you dare?
Sure! Let's do it! Sure, why not? I know how to steer this thing. I'll bring us back in. Hey, this is fun. I'm going out farther.
Well, we should first look at Uncle Milt's map. He keeps one in that box there. I heard him say that it shows where there are rocks or shallow places or something. But it's a marine map. I don't know if I can read it. Can you?
Sure. Uncle Milt showed me how. But I don't need any map. All you need to do is watch where you're going.
We're getting so far from land, I don't think we should have gone out on the ocean. We better head back.
Okay, I'll just swing her around here.
Be careful, Brad. Brad, we've hit something. We're going to sink. There's water coming in.
We're stuck on a reef. See those rocks underwater? The glare on the water made it look smooth as glass, and I sure didn't see them.
Oh, we've ruined Uncle Milt's boat. And here we are, stuck way out on this reef. I'm scared.
I am too. But what can we do? We'd better yell for help.
Who would hear us way out here?
Get out the map. Maybe I can see where we are.
Here it is.
Now, here's where we started. Then we came around the sandbar and around here.
Here it is. Here's the reef on the map, Brad. It's called Dead Man's Reef? What does that mean?
I suppose it means that somebody hit this reef and drowned before they could be rescued.
I told you to look at the map before going out this far. If you'd only been following the map, we wouldn't be stuck on Dead Man's Reef and maybe gonna drown too. The water's getting deeper in this boat.
Oh, now don't worry. We're on a reef and it won't be going over our heads. Somebody will see us sooner or later.
I hope so. But the water seems to be getting deeper in the boat.
That's true, it does. Oh, no! Well, but the tide is starting to come in.
You mean it might go over our heads?
It might. What can we do? We better get these life jackets on. I wonder how long they'll hold us up.
Look, Brad. Up in the sky. A plane. Take off your shirt and wave it. Maybe they'll see you. Hurry, here it comes. Wave your shirt, Brad, wave it. Do you think he saw us?
I don't know. I think he did, but I'm not sure. Wait, listen. I hear another plane.
That's not a plane, Brad. It's a boat. Look, over by the sandbar. It's a Coast Guard launch.
Well, kids, it's a good thing the old watchman at the dock saw you two go out in the boat. If he hadn't, you might have been swept out into the ocean.
Do you think Uncle Milt would be mad about the boat and everything?
Well, I'm sure he's not going to be happy. You didn't even have permission to turn the motor on, you know.
I know. We're sorry. Do you think he'll punish us?
Well, I'm pretty sure he will, and I'm sure you know you deserve it. But I'm so thankful you were saved. You might have been drowned. You know, lots of ships have run aground on Dead Man's Reef, and many people have died in those waters out there. Why didn't you look at the map? The reef is plainly marked on it.
I know. We saw it there after we hit the reef. I told Brad we should look at the map, but he said he didn't need it.
I thought I could get along without it, but now I see how wrong I was.
Well, as expected, Uncle Milt took the news of the children's escapade and his damaged boat very seriously. He had a long talk with Nancy and Brad about such things as obedience and responsibility, and no one was surprised when he told them that, yes, they indeed would have to be punished for what they had done. When their time for devotions rolled around and he picked up his Bible, he read a portion with them and then had another question for them. You know, kids, we've talked about how foolish you were in failing to look at the map when you took the boat out. I'm just wondering if you're being as foolish in another area of your life.
What do you mean, Uncle Milt?
Well, there are lots of other times in life when you'll need a map to guide you and to keep you from getting into trouble. God has given you such a guide. It's His Word.
That's right. The Bible serves as a map or a guidebook for Christian living. Psalm 85, verse 8 says, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. But the question is, are you hearing it? Are you using your Bible each day?
I guess I don't read as often as I should.
Me either. Maybe if we had, we wouldn't have taken the boat out in the first place.
You may be right. And you may have been more sensitive to God's instructions to respect those in authority over you and not do the things that you know in your heart are wrong.
You know, I trust, kids, that you'll never, never forget the lesson you've learned today. The importance of following a map or a guidebook. And I pray that you'll remember that God's Word is the most important guide you can possibly follow.
Wonderful Bible, marvels wherever we look. Gracious and glorious gospel, wonderful, wonderful book. Wonderful book is the Bible, treasure to love and to prize. Given by God to the writers, words that are holy and wise. True is the story, bringing good tidings of grace. Tells of Christ coming from glory, taking the lost sinner's place. Wonderful Bible, marvels wherever we look. Gracious and glorious gospel, wonderful, wonderful book.
Well, that was a story with a lot of excitement, but also a good lesson. Remember, it's not only important to have a Bible, it's important to use it, to read it regularly. And to help you do that, we'd love to send you our daily devotional storybook called Keys for Kids, if you don't already get it. It's free for those living in the U.S. and Canada, $2 per book for friends in other countries to help with postage expenses. There's a suggested scripture to read, a story to go along with the scripture, questions to ask yourself about what you've read so you can apply it to your own life, a key verse and a key thought to sum up the day's lesson. Oh, there's also some puzzles to do and more. It's all in Keys for Kids. To get it, just write and ask for it. Here's where to write. Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.